Record. Oh my God, if we sound a little different. It's because we're in
Japan!
We're also sitting right across from each other.
I am waving at you.
I'm waving at you. I wonder if the microphone's shaking because I'm waving at you.
I'm moving this bag. Hold on. There we go.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mint and Matara's Summer
Special.
I almost said show.
In Japan! I wasn't ready for that.
Episode 11. Oh my God, we're in the double digits.
We were last episode.
But now it's like, there's double ones.
One.
Do you mind closing the curtain? It's like in my eyes, and my eyes have been so sore. And I don't know if I sound a little bit toasty. I had a gin sour and it like, oh.
You don't sound different, but really? you are a little stuffy.
Well, I
sound different too, though, because my voice is.
Yeah, I'm definitely a little stuffy from the plane.
Okay, the reason we're laughing is because we just came back from Off-Kai, where we are seeing a plethora. Like, we are scrolling through Twitter and every other tweet is just like, I just came back from Off-Kai and I have COVID. And we're both of us is just like, oh, my throat's kind of scratchy. Must have been the plane. Oh, my nose is stuffy. It must be allergies.
Must have been the wind.
Just a bus. So we're under a little bit of copium right now, I guess you could say. Yeah.
But no, I'm definitely a little bit stuffy, but
yeah.
Nobody that I've been around has gotten COVID, and we are going to go get me tested later. We're going to get me tested. But yeah, we are in the hotel room.
Stop.
And I don't know if we'll even have time to get into the story of the hotel room in this episode, because we have so much to talk about with Off-Kai. We're going to an idol live tonight.
Yippee!
So we are a little bit on a time crunch. If we sound a little different, I had one gin sour and I'm like very happy.
I don't think that's why we sound different.
No, but I'm like, I'm not like a little bit more like, ooh.
You're a little loopy.
I'm a little loopy, no?
No, it's also because we're using different microphones. I think that's the biggest thing.
She doesn't like my microphone.
I didn't say that.
She hates me.
She hates us.
We can do.
She hates us. I would hear people yelling that at like other panels, and I'm like, hey, hold on. That's my chat thing. You can't give that to other VTubers. That's us. That's our special bond. Okay, guys, I hate you.
Also, I'm sorry if you can hear me slurping this jelly.
Stop. I wish I had jelly right now. I have an aloe yogurt drink. It says it's good for your...
Would you like to have my potential COVID jelly?
Stop. Don't manifest it.
Let me just have my fingernails grow slow. Anyway, so yeah, we're in Japan. We're here for work. We have so much stuff to do. And we're just hoping that I don't have COVID, because if I do,
that'll kind of throw a wrench in a couple plans, maybe.
In a couple of plans, yeah.
The reason we're here.
Mm-hmm. But yep. Like I said, this is going to be a tweet that ages really well.
Oh.
This is going to be a podcast that ages well.
I thought you meant the $5 tweet.
Oh.
We have to talk about Okay, so if you don't have Twitter, or formerly X, Matara made a tweet that said, Mint and I's friendship is worth $5.
Yep. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
This is not us talking about our Japan trip, but we will talk a little bit. We just got here, so we don't have so much to talk about.
No.
But
it's like day one.
This is pre-Off-Kai, pre-Japan. Yeah. This was the beginning of everything.
Yep.
So
this is when I found out our friendship was worth $5 to you.
I can't wait. And then I responded, I can't wait for everybody to know how cute and psychotic and crazy
you are. Okay. Before we get into the story, I do have to preface, and I'm going to have to say it again. I feel like your audience knows you and they won't cancel you. But I do feel like sometimes if the roles are reversed, people would be like, oh, Matara is such a jerk. What a bad friend. You know? And like, you know, so I'm going to preface this just in case. I think it's hilarious. And frankly, like, I know you well enough to know that there was zero malice.
Right.
And I know you well enough to know that like it's just a funny meme.
Right.
But you should be careful because, yes, this is something that, like, could be malicious.
If like, we did not have the close friendship that
yeah,
we have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you had done that to me, I think I would have thrown you over the plate. But also, I've been like, I was like, no, okay, I feel bad about this, so I'll cover the taxi. Anyway, okay, what happened?
You didn't have to cover the taxi.
But what happened was, yes. So we get our tickets separately, but we're sitting together. We get the email that says, do you want to upgrade to business class?
At the same time. We could bid for it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've never had this before where it was like bid for... It was a bid, put in an amount, and we'll give you business class or not.
If you win.
Oh, God. I'm thinking maybe people already know where this is going. So the two of us... It's like a slider even. If you put in an amount, it'll be like, this is a poor amount.
Yeah.
And then, which is really messed up now.
Yeah, they want more money.
But then if you slide it up, it's like, this is a fair amount. This is a good amount. This is a great amount. We both decide to put in 900 Canadian dollars.
I initially was like, let's do 600 Canadian.
Yeah, but it wouldn't let us go that low.
Yeah. They're like, no, you guys gotta pay up.
They were like, oh, this is an unacceptable price. Mm-hmm. It's not even poor. It's unacceptable. So we were like, okay, we're gonna put in 900 Canadian dollars because it was under fair.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, if we get it, cool. If not, whatever.
Would you like me to keep doing the story? Or would you like to go? Because she's looking at me and she's laughing. I think she's embarrassed. Y'all don't understand. I am genuinely like staring at her. I'm just staring at her while she's talking with my drink in my hand.
I feel my eyes tearing.
A little lighty tearing. Okay. So we both decide as friends, right? As best friends, as best girlfriends, we look into each other's eyes in our mind's eye and we say, okay, girly pop, let's each do 900 Canadian dollars. I love you. And then she goes, well, what if one of us gets it? And I go, whatever, it's gambling. Yeah, yeah, you know, cool. Kakigurui, whatever.
Yeah, except I had my fingers crossed behind my back. I was literally like, I bid 905.
So then we're at Off-Kai. And by the way, just so we're clear, at this point, I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh.
In my mind's eye, we're besties.
Well, also before this, I was just like, oh, I got the upgrade. Did you? And she was like, no. And Matara's putting in like 1,000.
Wait. Before this. So. At this point, okay, the story, where you are, the story ends. And we are at 900 Canadian each, in my mind. That's what I know. And again, you say like, oh, what if one of us gets it? Whoever wins. And I even told her, I'm like, that's so funny. Don't worry about it. And then you get your email that says yours is approved.
Yep.
Mine got rejected.
Yep.
So then I'm like, okay, are you comfortable if I bid a little bit more? You said yes. So I bid like 1,000.
Why would you even ask me that? Because
I was worried maybe it was going to knock you off. Because I'm a good person. Because I care. you're getting sick.
Oh, you got me sick.
From all the kissing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But yeah, oh, so. God.
If you could see the waves, I'm looking at the computer while this is recording. Oh, I'm laughing loud.
But Jun did say that he was going to lower my sexy voice down. Right, Jun? Little thumbs up. So then I bid again and my bid doesn't go through. And, you know, and that first night you didn't tell me, by the way.
No.
So that first night we're just hanging out and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And again, every time I'm like, girly, don't worry about it. Like, it just happens. Like, whatever. And then you even said, you're like, we can switch around. I'm like, nah, don't worry about it.
I did offer that. I did.
And then?
I'm like trying to make myself feel like.
Yeah, because basically you were like, if you get tired at any point, we can like go half and half. Da-da-da. Yeah.
And then we were signing.
We were like 4 hours into signing postcards.
We were signing postcards. And I look at Matara and I say, I have a confession to make.
And I thought the worst. No, I don't know what I thought. But when you said I have a confession to make, let me try to remember what I thought of. I just thought you were going to say, I don't know. I thought it was something really bad. Okay. Genuinely.
Probably because it sounds like we need to talk.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
But I was like, Adora, I have a confession to make. And you're like, okay, what is it? What is it, baby girl?
That's probably what I said. I probably exactly said, I know exactly. I'm sitting to the left of you.
Innocently.
You're sitting to the right. I probably grab you by the hand and go, talk to me, baby. What's up? Like, that's probably what I did.
And I said, I put in 905. And you just lunged at me. You immediately attacked me. Oh God.
I gave you one of those aggression hugs, right?
No, you pinched me a lot.
The big pinches. Almost like tickling, but like the big pinches.
Yeah. I could have taken that to my second grave.
You could have. But to be honest, like this is why, again, like I know it's not malicious. Like for the joke,
I can't even be mad.
It's so funny.
I was like, what if I put in $5 more? But honestly, when we put the bids in initially, I was like, there's no way I
agree. It's $5.
I know.
You had put in like way, way, way more, then I agree. It's kind of one of those like, oh, are you being a little malicious?
Right.
But $5.
I was like, there's no way.
I think if it went 901. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I put 901.
And it's what's it called? The
I also one, we both are like crying. Rubbing the tears out of our eyes.
When you have to bid but you can't go above or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I felt
I know what you mean, where it's like if two people bid, one of them has to bid like 905, 910, 9, it's like minimum bid increase.
No, but yeah, it's fine.
No.
It's not what I'm thinking of, but it's okay, whatever. But yeah. So that's how we started. I started on a web of lies. Well, in my heart, it was a lie. I was just like, oh my God, I got this upgrade. And you're like, I felt really, the reason I was like, I need to tell her was because you were like, okay, I'm going to put in $1,000 Canadian.
I put in 1,000 and 100.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my gosh, if that goes through, the reason I got it was because I did $5 more. And you're having to spend an extra $200.
It's fine. But just again, so we're clear, because I know I don't have, like, I have to always remember that, like, we have an older audience that cares and loves us. I don't have to, like, explain to them that I'm not offended.
I'm crazy. I'm psychotic. We were telling this story to several people, and they'd be like, that's so.
You know the best part? I told it to the man checking us into the flight. And he gave me a free, like, I was already in premium economy, but he moved me to a better seat.
Yeah,
I was like,
he did.
Free of charge. And I think it's because of the story. He probably was like, man, with friends like these.
Yeah, don't get on my bad side, everybody.
So just remember, everybody, if ever you're playing Duck Duck Goose or Among Us, kill Mint first.
I think that's true. In Among Us, I will, yeah, yes. Well, not it, you know.
She, by the way, she's looking at me psychotically. She's smiling. She's like,
yeah, I will kill.
Like, she just has a big smile on her face. And she's like,
in Among Us, I will kill. And I will gaslight. And I know you don't like Among Us. So
I hate Among Us.
So the con, we went to Off Kai.
Wait, do we have anything to finish about the story first?
No, because it was just our flight.
Yeah. It was a great, seriously.
It was a flight here to Japan.
Great story.
Yeah.
10 on 10.
You're welcome, everybody. I did it for the, I almost ruined our friendship for the content. No, I'm just kidding.
Like I said, dramatic. Though, I'm very confident in our friendship. You've definitely ruined our friendship for many. No, I'm kidding. God, what a good story, though. The $5.
The $5 that our friendship is worth.
But sorry to like dip into the friendship topic real quick before we get into our really long episode. I feel like that's the thing with friendships and stuff like that, where you can usually tell how good people are by like if they freak out over little things or not, right?
Right.
Because I could have easily just been like, what the fuck? You piece of, sorry for my language. I'm like getting in. Like, what the fudge? You piece of frick? Like, no.
You
I'm like, really?
Frick?
You piece of you? But you can usually tell, like, if people really take stuff like kind of overboard and freak out, it's like, whoa, what? Come on. Like,
well,
at some point, it's a joke.
That's why I was just like, I'm okay with telling you. Because if I hadn't and I was just like, I know she's gonna get like, she's gonna get boo with this one.
And you know what? I did tell like a few of our friends this story, but I think you can tell when I was telling it that it's very like, oh, I can't believe she did. You know, it's like, it's so dramatic. Like, and not actually like, oh, you bitch.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could say that though.
I hope you enjoyed your. Honestly, my premium economy.
She's I think I'm coughing more.
I think the premium economy flight had so much more leg room than I even needed.
Yeah, because you were in the front seat and that like always has like the extra amount.
It was more leg room than I even needed.
Yeah.
And I still got to eat from like the nice little cutlery in Silverware. Not that I ate anything. I never eat airplane food because it's so salty. And then I bloat for like 3 days straight.
I had some noodles. It was pretty good. And some cashews.
Cashews! Yeah. Are you ready to talk about Off-Kai?
Yeah.
Quick thought. So this was both our first Off-Kai.
It is. It was, yeah. Actually. Is this the third year?
Third year of okay. Off-Kai. I do have to say, I love the area that it's in. It's like in this big hotel with a big atrium. Unfortunately, already they have outgrown this area. They will need to change areas.
Do you know Katsukan?
No.
Oh, because if anybody listening has been to Katsukan, it's in Washington, D.C. And it's kind of known as like this cosplay convention because it has an atrium like that and the lighting is just so nice. And
for the cosplay pictures
and stuff? Yeah, and it has like a gazebo and like all this. It kind of reminded me like of a smaller Katsukan type of area. But yeah, it definitely has outgrown it because like, you know, the dealer's room and the artist alley were like, I mean, which they were kind of like one thing, but there were like crazy lines for it. What are you laughing about?
Sorry. I just opened Twitter when I posted deep, sexy, rumbling, hot, babe, loud voice problems. And then June, because I got these long nails and I cannot type anything with them.
No, you can't.
So like we're chewing mono. Where's the contour?
I can't even say what you're saying right now. I can't even understand what
and June is just like the what. Sorry.
What did you say? You didn't. You were just like
I'm paying so much. I'm telling y'all, I think I have like I've had so much sugar today that I have like middle of the day zoomies. It's so bad. But yeah, sorry, the atrium area is amazing. I think the con is so good, it's so amazing, but it has already outgrown itself.
Laughing at me coughing. It's your fault.
Will. I heard rumors that it's going to be going down to San Jose again.
So this is already. It's already moved.
I heard rumors, but it's because right now it outsold. Like basically, it sold out.
Yeah.
And the reason that the con needs to grow space is because the lines were so long, everybody had to wait because the area for the convention is small.
It is. Yeah,
it had a very small convention area.
And we're not complaining about this right now.
No, by the way, this is, if anything, let's actually follow up with that. I've been to a lot of gaming conventions. I've been to a few VTuber conventions. This has been so far one of the best run VTuber convention. Mm-hmm. I absolutely want to say a huge thank you to the staff who worked on it, to all the volunteers, and a big, big shout out to Gucci, the security guard.
Gucci!
Gucci Yang.
Why did you say it?
Because he said that's how he got his name Gucci, because his last name is Yang, and he kept going Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Yang.
I know, but you were like Gucci Gang.
So I just felt really taken care of, really seen. They had everybody on site to help me out. A lot of great volunteers that made the place run well. But again, they are going to need a bigger venue just to have more activities. Because the reason there was all these lineups is that they didn't have enough activities during the day. I mean, every day there was three halls with activities?
Right.
And we were usually in the main one. And then there's two other halls.
There was a main stage. There was
two extra stages.
There was a meet and greet room.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the other smaller. There was, I did see one smaller panel room.
Mm-hmm. I think there was three panel rooms. Like main stage and two panel rooms.
Okay.
Meet and greet room, maid cafe, vendor hall.
There was a karaoke room. Did you see the gaming area?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. That was fun, too. There was like a gaming area with card games and arcade games. I think that's everything, though.
Yep. Which
there was more than just one two other panels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because in the hallway with the karaoke and stuff, there was a few other panel room stuff in there, too.
But I really thought it was really well-oiled, really well-run. And I think that the people running it kind of mm-hmm. know what they're doing. And I'm excited to see what other stuff they're going to be doing. I also heard, I haven't been to the previous ones, that they really listen to criticism, which is something that a lot of people brought up, that, oh, there was some criticism the year before and then and now, but all of those got addressed and improved, which we like to see. Yeah. No, baby.
I know.
With Ofkai though, I love the area that it's in. I think the atrium and everything is great. It felt really, I do have to say though, it felt kind of surreal going around and just seeing everybody with all their merch and all their stuff. And like, I feel so humbled and so.
I know. Talking about the area, there's one thing about that hotel that I'm like, there's one thing that I super love about the hotel. One thing I was like, about the hotel, and I think a lot of people can agree with me on the one thing, and it's that they only have one elevator area and you have to walk all the way, and where you and I kept having to go was so far. And so, because there was like
you have to go to like your hotel room so you walk all the way to the elevator, then you walk all the way back to your hotel room.
And so it was kind of crazy.
I got my steppies in though.
I did. But one thing I really loved, this is just me being stupid. But when I would walk from my room to the elevators, there was a window that showed the airport so well. And I would just stand there.
It was really pretty.
I would just stand there and be like watching the planes fly off and land. And I'm like,
the view was great. The view was amazing.
It was really nice. I mean, you could see the ocean and everything, and it was so pretty. So I really like that. We got in together almost at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got in together. So Thursday night, we get in together. We check in. We go and get food. We had food with my boss and a bunch of Vishojo people.
Yep.
You were the loser.
I was literally at like the end of the table.
You were.
Eating my tamago.
That was good. We went to a really nice place. We had some food. It was honestly just like, I think most of the time you were just kind of quiet in your corner. And I was
so
just
tired though, because we stayed out until like 11 or something. And EST, that's like, and then
2 a.m.
Yeah. And I woke up really early that morning. So I was just like, I guess I'll just die.
Yeah. Not much to say about Thursday. Sorry. I know some people partied and stuff like that. That was a little bit of a criticism, but it's not. My hotel room was next to what I think was a party room.
Oh yeah. I remember you saying that.
And even at some point I remember like people started yelling in the middle of the night. And then I went to look and it was just people like sitting in the hallway talking.
There was a lot of that. Like,
and which is cool because I remember also being young and full of life and carefree. I was like, at one point I was like, man, I just hope they're not like getting into fights.
Right. No, there would sometimes just be people standing outside my door talking. And I'm like, what are you doing?
It's like, go tag tongue downstairs. I'm trying to sleep. It's 10 p.m. I'm trying to sleep.
No, mine was, there was one time.
I have a 9 a.m. call time.
There was one time at like 2 a.m. that there were just people outside my door talking. Yeah, and I'm like, what?
Well, you know, people coming back from the atrium. Like,
but I think
4
that's just
drunk.
A convention thing. That's,
which I think it's just because I haven't really like been at a convention since, like, I've been to a few conventions, but not like, because here the hotel is everyone's partying in the same spot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Some conventions, like people party in different spots, but here everyone's at the same spot.
Because they have to be. Yeah.
They have to be. So I think it's just for me, I haven't done that kind of thing since like 2018 or something.
Right.
You know? Or like, so
it's been a minute. Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Luckily though, because, I guess, well, I don't know. I guess it depends on where your room is at. I didn't really hear any noise from my hotel room, which was nice.
Really?
Like, well,
I was,
I mean,
by the little balcony that looks into the atrium. So
you heard a lot.
And I was on a really low floor.
Yeah.
Without spoiling, I was on a really low floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, yeah.
So, one thing though, I know you've heard the story a million times. Say it again. You know where I'm going with this.
I know where you're going.
I have said these words to everybody. You know.
I'm tapping out. I'm like, you tell your story. I'm drinking my aloe drink.
I wish this convention existed like 8 years ago. Why are you laughing?
Because it's the same wording every time.
like my script. You just press A and I'm like, NPC.
You pull the string. I wish this convention was around 8 years ago.
When I was a baby streamer with 100 viewers, you know, mm-hmm. I just really wish that I could experience this convention from a, I'm in the space, I'm a new streamer, I'm growing, I'm developing, I'm everything, because I wish I could experience it like that. I wish something like this was around. But then again, stuff like PAX South was around, which, by the way, it doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, stuff like PAX South was around. So maybe I did experience it again. I'm just misremembering.
What did you like about it that you wish was like, I'm, because you keep saying this story and I'm kind of just like, but what,
I,
like,
okay, so I went to check in on people drinking in the middle of the night in the hallway. Uh-huh. And usually, if this was like 8 years ago, I'd be like, can I come? I got a bunch of alcohol. And they'd be like, oh, hell yeah, come here.
Right.
Stuff that, you know, I could still do that. But then there's always that idea of like, because again, when I'm there, I'm living inside my flesh woman.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And like my flesh woman, she doesn't know what the hell is going on. Like I can't pilot her that well all the time in public. Because so she'll just like kind of wake up at one point and be like, ooh, what's going on? So if I just like open the door and there's a bunch of people there, it, you know, when I was at a con and I wasn't a bigger streamer, I don't know how to say it, but like, first of all, there's the fact that now I have a 9 a.m. call time, right? Mm. Or a 10 a.m. call time sometime. And
right.
I have to do things and, you know,
I have to work.
I have to work. But then also, you know, back then when I used to go to cons, you could stay up till 5 a.m. drinking with people. First of all, you're young. Second of all, you're fine. But for me, next day, I have a meet and greet. I want to be so present at the meet and greet.
Yeah.
I want to be so like, I want to be clocked in and just rested.
Well, that's just, I think you did all of that. You did all of that back in the day then. You just.
No, because back in the day, I didn't have meet and greets. Back in the day, I would like be hungover till 2 p.m. or I'd like work a booth hungover.
No, but what I'm saying is you're just like, I wish I could go and drink with people. That's what you did in the past. Is it not?
Yeah, but. Yeah. Basically, like, but
so
like
you're just nostalgic for your old lifestyle.
I'm just nostalgic, but again, just so we're clear, I am so grateful. I would not change it for the world. I am so happy to be here. But there was a little bit of that idea of, you know, sometimes I'd pass by a table. I remember at one point I was actually bringing you guys water. Oh, actually, you weren't there. I was bringing water to my table when we were eating. And there was just a table next to us doing soju shots. Like, you want a soju shot? I'm like, yeah. By the way, if anybody recognizes me from that, sorry. I was like, yeah. And I just came to this table and we took soju shots. And they're like, what are you doing? Do you want to come party with us? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to my friends. Stuff like that, you know?
It's like, I get it almost because it's like, we have FOMO because you guys are all having fun and partying and doing stuff. And we're just like, like, and I'm not saying we're working, like, oh, we have to work. It's like, we have to abstain a little bit.
Yeah.
We have to hold ourselves
back. You know,
back.
I want to make sure I have energy at the panel. That I'm not, imagine you want a meet and greet to meet me. And the whole meet and greet, I'm like, oh, what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
So that was, I think, a little bit of my FOMO. But also,
so when
even when I went to PAX, when I went to PAX and stuff like that, they were much bigger conventions.
Right.
There were much bigger conventions and everybody was busier. But here it just feels like you're just drinking with other VTuber fans.
So it sounds like to me you never went to small conventions.
I think so, to be honest. I think I just never really went to small conventions.
Because for me, I mean, I'm not a party person, but I have been to I've been to conventions of varying sizes. And like, yeah, this is totally a thing. I just like, and there are still small conventions you could just go to and, you know, party and have fun with people. But I mean, maybe don't choose a VTuber convention to do it.
Yeah, it was, it really did seem fun. And everybody I spoke to and everything,
like
everybody was
so
kind and everybody was so sweet. Like I said, the staff, you guys ran such a good event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to be back next year.
Yeah, me too. Let's see.
Friday. Yeah, we're only on Friday.
We had our panel on Friday.
Yeah. How did it feel for you?
It was so funny. Oh my gosh. Like, first of all, we're setting up for the panel and we hear people coming in and sitting down. And Mithar was just like, I have been like so loud.
I have a really loud voice.
Next to me, it was like, I'm like literally like, oh, I need earplugs for it. But nobody would respond. You were like yelling it so loud.
And they all hate me.
They hate her.
They hate her.
But yeah, we had our panel and it was just really funny to be like able to hear, because, you know, when we do things digitally, usually the sound is kind of weird because we're hearing ourselves. And so then I have to turn it pretty low so I don't hear myself. But then I also can still
hear
the crowd.
Can't hear you guys well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's hard to hear the crowd then. So it's like.
I know there's more logistical nightmares getting me to a con and having me stream from the con. Mm. But me at the con, I get to hear people's reactions.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's electric. Burped again in the microphone.
Oh my God.
It's because every drink I'm having is carbonated.
And also alcoholic.
Okay. Only two drinks are alcoholic. Out of four. One non-carbonated, three carbonated, two alcoholic.
Well, just only have your water.
Four drinks. Three of them carbonated. Two of them alcoholic. One of them water.
One me.
No, the instant feedback from people is just so electric.
It's something I don't think I'll ever take for granted, you know, because it's just like it's so different. I feel so lucky, you know, because like you said, it is hard, especially with being VTubers. It's like, why do we have to fly them out? Let them do everything digital, this and that. So like just having the opportunity to even experience it once, I'm like,
at some point we were behind the curtain, but behind that curtain was 1,000+ people who lined up because I think the main room was for 1,000 people and it was almost filled up.
Yeah. I don't know how many it was for.
Maybe it was more because it was like almost filled up. I have the photos. Nah. They all lined up to come to our panel.
I know.
To yell, woof, 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 woof. She hates us. Like that to me, during their convention time where they could be doing other things. They could be seeing people. They could be at the vendors area.
I know. They could be literally doing anything else. But
that's really what gets to me is like they were there for us.
Yeah. Wee. Yeah, it was so much fun. It happened all in such like a whirlwind too. It was so fast. And let's see, after our panel, which
let me check. I have my little notes. Before the panel, we actually met up to sign our cards. We started signing our meet and greet cards.
Yes.
And then we had the panel.
Oh, I want to say something. Yeah. At the panel, I passed out. Oh. I died. No.
What?
I passed out stickers.
Oh. I thought you meant passed out. I'm like, baby, when?
No, I was trying to remember the word sticker. Mm. And so I stopped at passed out. I passed out stickers that I so...
Oh, yeah. I forgot
painstakingly
about that.
Cut out each and every one of them.
Okay, I'm going to tell this part. You're so cute. I was signing my meet and greet cards and she was cutting her stickers. And then I got the scissors because we only had one pair to try and cut them. But I have like my really weird claws. I'm not really good and dexterous with my human hands.
Yeah.
So you just go, do you want me to cut them for you? And I know you're going to say, oh, well, it's because then I can brag about having cut them for you. But it's because you're cute and helpful. She's making a little scruggly face. It's because you're cute and helpful. And I really appreciated that. Yeah. I was like, really? You're going to cut
this? Yeah, immediately. You were like, okay. And then
I've learned not to argue when people want to help me. Like, really? You want to do this?
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. We had a lot to sign. And you were like signing your stuff. But it was fun.
Because we thought we had the meet and greet cards at the panel. That's why we were rushing to sign them.
I thought the meet and greet cards needed to be done that day, but it was for the following day. So then we were like, wait, we have to cut the stickers instead? But I got those printed extra and we had the staff hand them out.
Oh.
But I learned this about conventions.
Yeah, you're apparently not supposed to like hand out stickers. Yeah, we're sorry. I thought it was such a good idea that you had, and it was amazing. But we were told that apparently you're not supposed to give out stickers because people can just stick them.
Yeah, so don't stick them.
Don't stick them.
Couches and walls.
If you stuck your sticker on a couch, you suck.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
But also, I wanted to say, one of them, I wrote hee hee on it.
I don't know. Who got the hee hee sticker?
I wonder if anybody saw it.
Me too.
That's all I wanted to say about that.
After that, I took a little quick look at the vendor area.
Ooh.
I was so, again, there's so much merch of us. There's so much merch of you. There's so much merch of Vishojo. It felt really, really nice to see. But then I kind of got out because we had dinner. You came to dinner with us. Yeah.
What was
you came
dinner?
To dinner. You came to dinner with
us. I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was hot pot.
No.
It was hot pot on Friday before the mixer. We had hot pot.
It was? Oh.
You were sitting on my right. I was in the middle. My manager was on my right. You were sitting on my left.
You just said you were sitting on my right. I was in the middle. My manager was on my left. And you were on my
right. You were sitting on my left. No?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay. You were.
I forgot that I thought that was Saturday.
No, that was Friday.
Oh my God.
I know. The days blend at a convention. And then we stopped by super briefly to the Vishojo mixer.
Yes.
Vishojo, V for Mirai, and Idol.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a little mixer. Which I have a little story about the mixer.
Oh.
I went to get a drink. So we had a drink ticket. And then I went to get a soda.
Oh, you had my drink ticket.
I was not going to drink alcohol. I will have everybody know I wasn't going to drink alcohol. And then I went to get a soda water. And it was $8.50.
No, hold on. Hold on. Yeah. I need to interject here. You said, I am not going to drink for all of June.
She's finishing her drink right now. Her lychee.
It is a 3% lychee drink.
Yeah, she said, I'm not going to be drinking for all of June. And I get a text from a friend who was at the mixer after I had left and said, she's drinking.
In my defense, that was a very expensive drink.
Yeah, but
I will explain.
Why didn't you just get the non-alcoholic version of the drink?
Okay. I went to the mixer and then I went to get a soda water. Okay. And it was $8.50, which I thought the soda water was going to be like $2 or $3.
Uh-huh.
And then I was doing something and then some guy came to talk to me. And sometimes this is like the woman thing. Uh-huh. When men come to talk to me sometimes, like if people look at me sometimes, I think, do they know that I am piloting this flesh woman, but I am a Tara Khan inside a flesh woman? Uh-huh. Or do they just think I'm cute?
I've never, ever, 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 ever had that thought before.
So at one point I'm sitting by myself on my phone.
Okay.
And this guy comes up to me. He's like, hi. I'm like, hi. He goes, I like your hair. Oh. Like, thanks. It's hair, you know? He goes, have we met before? And I go, no. And then immediately I start being suspicious, but it's because when I went to the bathroom, he was like standing like outside the bathroom. So I did see him coming out of the bathroom, but like, okay. But then we just kind of started talking a little bit and he goes, yeah, I just went to get a drink and it was $15. And I said, wait, I'm sorry. What did you get? And it was something like whatever, a drink, an alcoholic drink was $15. And I said, okay. It's $15 for your drink. He goes,
so
yes.
When you come in, you do get a drink ticket for one
drink. For one drink.
Yeah.
But it's like a 4-hour mixer. Who's going to have one alcohol?
Well, I didn't.
You are not like.
And other, I also stayed for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So then I went to my manager. I'm like, listen, what would it take? I said, how many people are here? My manager said 160. I'm like, okay. How about we get them 200 drink tickets? And
Okay. Basically
what I'm trying to say is that I paid 200 drink tickets worth of drinks for my White Claw, which is why I had three.
Okay. And everybody listening here, if you're just like, come on, Mint, it's no big deal. She had a, now
you don't
three.
Understand how annoying I was. That's what you guys don't get.
Yes.
To every single friend who'd listen. I'd be like, I'm not drinking till July 1st.
Yes. I heard it maybe 10 times from the airport. And before that, I heard it like, oh, I'm not going to be joining you guys. I'm not going to be drinking. And I'm just like, okay, cool. She, oh, I judge people better when I'm not drinking. So I'm not going to be drinking. Oh, I have better wits about me when I'm not drinking. So I'm
going
to
be. TBH, though, I didn't get drunk enough to lose my wits.
Well, that's good because I would not be caring for you. But yeah, it's just so funny that she said it maybe like 100 times.
A million times.
Yes. And then I just get the single text, she's drinking.
In my defense though, when I got the bill for what I did, my first thought was, God, I need a drink.
I think in that moment, you know, you could be like, oh, I paid for all of this. I'm going to partake. You know, that's fine.
I'm still partaking.
That's the issue. You're still partaking.
You're judging me. You're actually, you have your little like,
no, this is just,
jutsus. She's doing little Naruto jutsus with her
head. This is just how I sit.
She's also doing little Naruto symbols with her head.
The couch is really uncomfortable.
You should lie down, like therapy style.
Okay, I'm going to lie down therapy style.
Listen.
No.
I wanted people listening to have a good
time. I'm done listening to why you wanted a convention about this size 8 years ago. I'm done listening to you not about not drinking until July. I'm done listening. I'm done listening to your lies and your stories.
Remember last episode was about lying? Yeah.
I just can't imagine anybody who heard you say like, I'm not drinking. And then seeing you. That was me at the party just being like, I mean, I didn't see you because I had already left, but just like getting that message and being like, I even got a picture. Like,
of me drinking?
Yes.
Can you show me?
I have physical evidence.
No.
I have physical evidence. Digital evidence, not physical. Yep. Yeah. It's.
I got to curse that friend. Listen, I had fun. Can you send it to me? I can't see from there. But yeah, it was.
You need to go get glass. Please make your appointment to get glass. She was just like, oh yeah, now that we're in Japan, I'm going to go to the eye store and do an eye exam.
Can you send the photo to me? Mm-hmm. The Friday was really, really fun. And then you went to bed early. I ended up drinking a little bit.
I don't think I went to bed early. I think I was trying to. I
think you signed. You did. You told me you did your signings that night.
Yeah, I finished my signings for the meet and greet cards and stuff. Yes, I did.
And then on Saturday.
Saturday.
We met up again to do our signings. I feel like all weekend, that's why you know all my stories. Because all we did was just sit next to each other and sign. Because I will have the editors add in a photo of the 1,000 postcards we have to sign for the Patreon.
Actually, the 1,000 cards we signed for the Patreon. Which I don't think we're going to use all of them, but we might have some extras that maybe we can take to. What's that look on your face?
This photo of me drinking. No.
It's literally, and you have drink tickets in your hand.
Okay, but it's because I was giving them away.
I gave mine to you, and I feel like I didn't even. You guys, just to let you know, I stole her business class seat, but I didn't have a single drink.
I would like to formally apologize to everybody listening. I have to pee, and then before that, you had to change your microphone. So doing a lot of cuts.
It's a chaotic episode.
It's a really chaotic episode. We apologize.
We're
in
sorry,
advance.
Also that we don't have like. You can't see us. It's just us talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for people listening anyway, only listening, I guess. But we're sorry for the lower quality and everything too.
Hey, we are traveling.
We are. And, we're trying. We're doing our best.
It is fun. It is still a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Where were we right before that?
We were signing.
Yeah, we were signing on Saturday. Yeah. And then Saturday we had our meet and greets.
Yes. Oh my God.
How did it feel?
It was so fun. I felt I was so desperate to go longer.
Same. Same.
I was like so much wanting. I know that the convention is only VTubers, so they have to accommodate for every VTuber doing a meet and greet.
Of course.
So I understand like the short amount of time, but I was just like, I just want it to be like five hours. You know?
My favorite thing is actually, I think, an hour and a half to two hours, but every day. I love that the most.
But at
the same time, I'm sure if you or I had asked to do that, we would have taken the spot away from somebody else.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's, you know, and I'm really, really glad to hear that other people got to do that. That being said, I did write down the names of some people who came to see me. And there is very quickly some people that I do want to give a really, really quick shout out to. There was a few people in Zentreia merch, including somebody named Nemo, who came in a Zentreia jacket. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I also had a very cute maid with the name of Okiri with the Zelda reference. She's a game dev. I had a few people tell me that they like ketchup on pasta and like ketchup on rice.
You had a game dev actually come in to your meet and greet.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
No, there was another one. Game coder man who does like Roblox stuff. It was really, really cool. Hold on. There was somebody who came in named Road who had a Kiara doll, but they had the huge Doki doll. Like, it looked like their baby.
He came to my meet and greet too. And I even said, I was just like, oh my gosh, at the panel when you were walking in, Matara and I were just like, look at the giant Doki head.
Yeah. I also had somebody named Tsunae who was cosplaying Killjoy. And then when I had my maid
Killjoy
from the Valorant.
Oh, I don't know.
With me neither, but she had to explain it to me. But then when I had my maid cafe meet and greet, she was also there. There was a few people who was like their first ever off-kai or their first ever convention.
I had someone come up to me when I was in the robot.
Yeah.
And they had the shirts. Remember we saw the shirts at the panel that said like, my Oshi is Mint Phantom or whatever?
Yeah.
He said that he made that and gave it to a couple friends because of our advice from the episode
scene. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, just saying like, wait, make a t-shirt that says, I like so-and-so. Do you want to be friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so
he made friends?
I guess so.
Let's go.
I was like, wait.
I do have to do a few like quick shout outs. Ty, who is a con dad, thank you for taking care of people at the con. Always appreciated. Alfredo, I promised you I was going to talk about John Cena. So
You mentioned that to me even earlier.
Corbino, who was helping out at the Kiss VT booth, you rock. Okay, I had a celebrity come to my meet and greet.
Oh.
Jeffrey Yu.
Yes!
The moment he was wearing an Outer Wilds shirt, and when he said his name, I was like,
Oh my God.
I cannot believe
it. That's so awesome. He left a little gift.
Jeffrey, where's my gift?
No, not a gift. Sorry, it was a business card.
Jeffrey, where's my gift of a business card?
I like how you're looking at the laptop like, hello?
I really was. Mistfist, the first time he asked us a question at the panel, he had a Gengar onesie.
Yeah.
Now he came to me in all Kiara swag.
Oh, yeah.
He had so much
Mistfist is always decked out in the Kiawawa.
We got a lot of love for the podcast from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so, so sweet. I'm going to make a little list. Oh, I do have to say, Ben had asked me when I'm planning to finish Metal Gear. And he said his Oshi is Big Boss.
Me too.
It was really, really sweet. And I do wish I could have even more meet and greets and more time to talk to people. It was such a great time.
I think it's just because I felt so, I would like ask a couple questions and then by the time I did not realize, like just trying to make talk and not realizing that the person wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah.
And so by the time they would ask me something, it would be like time to.
I feel really guilty because when people, okay, can we talk about this? Because when people come to the meet and greet, they want to ask me questions.
Right.
But I want to ask them questions.
Right.
What is correct? Should I let them talk at me or should I talk at them?
I try to let them talk.
Same.
I try to. And if they don't start the conversation immediately, then I kind of initiate. But I think this is a good thing to bring up too for future meet and greets as well. Because, you know, especially if it's just a minute, that time goes insanely fast.
It goes so fast.
And so, you know, try and write down what question you want, you know.
Write it on your phone right before you come in. Because you will get nervous.
Exactly. Like, if you get nervous, if you're just like, I don't know what to say, like, you know, you don't have to say anything. If you have a question, write it down. But you don't have to have a question. You could just come and say, hey, I wanted to say hi. That's fine too.
I had some people tell me like, hey, just so you know, I love the podcast. I love the, I'm a hag maxing enjoyer. I also love, it's true. Cherry told me he loves hag maxing.
Good job, Cherry.
Good job, Cherry. He also gave me, it was like, I think it's a Gerardo or something in Spanish, like the cherry Spanish. I hope it's not a bad word that I'm like saying out loud.
Wait, is that the, what is that?
He said it's like cherry in Spanish.
Oh. Okay.
But I believed him, so I don't know.
maybe we should.
Jun, can you double check?
I'm looking cherry up.
Yeah, I do think it would be really, really good if people prepared a little bit of their stuff because sometimes people come in and they go like, hi. And then I feel, okay, well, I'll ask you questions because I don't want you to lose your time.
Yeah.
I don't want you to lose your time.
Yeah. And we're not trying to say like, hey, you better come in prepared, man. Like you need to, like, no, it's, you know, it's supposed to be a good time for you too. We just want you to make the most of it, you know, because well, for these ones, you didn't pay you to be there. So that's.
But still.
Yeah.
Even if this one was free, it's still like, you got a minute. Mm-hmm. Make it count.
Yeah.
Squeeze that minute.
It could be like, you know, what if it's like you're the only time you get to have a meet and greet. So, yeah.
But no, the meet and greets were awesome. I wish there was more.
And that's why I was so adamant about going out in the robot. I did that on Sunday mm-hmm. where if you saw me struggling on Twitter, I was like, oh, I can't even explain how like crazy that morning
was. Please do.
I got up. Initially, I was going to have my friend walk around the convention with me.
With the phone?
Yeah, like me on her iPad. And we were having connection issues with some stuff. Like I couldn't possess the
iPad?
The iPad correctly. And I don't know, it was like, really frustrating, and I just didn't know what I was doing wrong. But at the same time,
what is wrong with me?
There's this line stamp I keep sending. If you don't know what line is, it's kind of like it's
texting.
Yeah, it's just like a texting app. It's like WhatsApp, I guess. And I keep sending her this one of a banana that just says, "What is wrong with me?" But
I love it.
We could send the picture of it mm-hmm. to be shown on the screen.
Let me show it now.
Yeah. But so in the midst of me trying to coordinate this with my friend, because my friend is also, she was helping with talking to Off-Kai staff to mm-hmm. see if there was a way to arrange me into a streaming room or if a panel wasn't going on, if I could be in a panel room. Like they were really running around. Like I was half getting ready. I was like, I had just gotten out of the shower. So I was like trying to get dressed and then also I was coordinating emails with people that were like, I'm at Off-Kai. We want to do business. Let's talk and meet.
Let's talk business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, okay, I can talk at this time and leave at this time. So I was like messaging like five different people mm-hmm. at a time and just like, trying to figure out if testing this thing and testing that thing. It was a lot. And I was literally just as a chicken with my head cut off. Mm. But then Oshi Live, they commented on my, and which you probably saw other VTubers if you were at the convention. I think V4 Mirai use their robots as well. And they were like, hey, at that time, because I said I wanted to go out at 2 p.m. They said, at that time, we have a free robot.
If you want to come in.
Yeah. And they said, we're willing to let you borrow it. We're willing to let you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so, so grateful. I felt so awful because, first of all, they were having to like move me around so many times and also do like line control, crowd control, because it just went insanity. Like it went so crazy so quickly.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it was so much fun. I was so, so grateful because like you said, the meet and greets were so short. I just wanted an opportunity to meet more people.
Yeah. And greet more people.
Yeah. So, you know, and I was really happy because there was one fan who came, one Ojo-sama named Koyu.
Ojo-sama.
Koyu-san. She came all the way from Japan to meet me. Mm. And honestly, she was like my driving motivation to get the robot to work. because she was just like, I was like, there's no way you came all the way from Japan and she didn't get a meet and greet. And I was just like, I will make the robot work.
I will make the meet and greet for you.
I was like, I will do it for you. So Koyu-san, if you're listening.
This one's for you.
This one's for you. Yeah. And, but yeah, thank you again, Oshi Live, for letting me use your robot.
Hell yeah, Oshi Live.
I'm really sorry that the crowd's gotten a little crazy.
I saw a picture of the crowd. That is insane. Because you're supposed to kind of roam around on the robot and everyone just stopped. Everyone's like, this is mint. I'm lining up.
I had to like stop in the middle of the hallway and have people line up. And so I just sat there and then people, it acted like a real meet and greet where people will walk up and be like, hello.
Were people good on time though?
Oh yeah.
Because it was an unofficial one.
Yeah, yeah. People were really great to like just be like, I just want to say hi. Yeah. And then towards the end, they picked me up and we went down the line and everyone took a selfie. Who couldn't? They took quick selfies and stuff.
That was so cute because they didn't have time.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Let's jump back to Saturday real quick because there was a concert.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we both really wanted to attend.
We did. Mm-hmm. We attended the concert. It was so, so much fun.
Yeah.
All the singers were amazing.
Incredible.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So, so good. I was really happy to see Miyori.
Six total singers, I think it was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Miyori's voice. And she's so cute. So I really was happy to see her. Mm-hmm. And of course, finishing it with my baby girl, Kiwawa!
My God, poor her. It was like 8 a.m. her time when
I know. She was... before her, I was like texting her. I was just like, are you awake? I was like, I hope you're alive.
I hope you're alive, baby.
She's a phoenix. She rises from the ashes. She does.
It was really, really good. I do have to say, I am kind of old, though. I wish the concert was a little shorter. And before anybody criticizes me, this is not a criticism, but the concert was over 3 hours long.
Yeah, and it started late, too.
A really long time to be somewhere for me being old. And again, you can call me a loser, you can call me whatever, but I do wish it was just a little bit shorter.
I think maybe if they split up concerts, like two different events next year or something, like a Friday and a Saturday.
You brought this up and I would love the idea of like a chill concert and a hype concert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes you're in the mood for just these slow, chill songs. Yeah. And sometimes you just want to scream and shout.
Oh my gosh, we should propose like Off-Kai. You have a ton of...
Yes.
Like, so I know Miyori does jazz so well. Yeah. Like a jazz piano, like...
Acoustic almost vibe. Yeah.
Vibe concert would be so awesome to have like on a Friday night, like in a bar area where people are just like, I mean, that's the atrium basically, but like just something.
Jamming.
Yeah, where people can kind of like just chill and like listen to.
Maybe talk, but also listen to it like very, And then a concert where it's like the con concert where it's all the anime openings.
I wanted, I wanted to do calls so badly. Mm. There was a, I think Lily did the Bocchi song. And I was like, but I really liked her. She did like an acoustic medley as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really nice. Everyone was so great.
I was really kind of blown away by Aruvin set. I think that's his name. I don't know how to say it properly, but he like his songs were so pompy, so jumpy.
So
it was like, it was super, super fun. It really like jolted me awake. I was like, oh,
I know.
Because it was long. And also you guys have to remember like it's hot. Right, because it's just a bunch of nerds crammed into an area. It was hot. I loved
concerts.
It.
Concerts. I like that. That's how the Idol show will be tonight.
We're going to an Idol show. I'm excited. Yeah.
So.
And then after the concert, we went back up to sign.
We literally went back up to sign the postcards. Mm-hmm.
And we signed the...
The standees.
The standees, yep.
Yep.
Which, by the way, they told us the standees were going to get auctioned by the Maid Cafe. If you have a standee, can you let us know? Where are the standees?
I put a lot of effort. Sorry. I was like,
where
on my hands.
Are the standees, huh?
Yeah, if you know where the standees were sacrificed to,
let us know.
Please.
Where are those standees?
Where in the world is where Mint and in Tar time standees?
Is Carmen San Diego? On Sunday, I did my robot maid cafe.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have to say, because it was sunny, not a criticism again, I would come to tables and people were kind of quiet. And I'm like, hey, are you shy? And everyone's like, no, we're just tired.
We're hungover.
Because it was like the last day, almost the end of the con. Yep. And I'm with the robot. Everyone's like, hey, Matara, I'm so happy to see you. But I'm so tired.
I did my Matara.
my Matara.
I did my robot on Friday. Or was it Saturday? Friday.
I definitely think doing stuff on Sunday, everyone's so out of it. Yeah. Everyone's had days of no sleep, right? Know. Yeah. Everyone's running on fumes.
I loved doing it. It was so fun, though. It was, I felt kind of bad because, like, I would go to a table and I'm like, I don't think they know who I am. And I'm just like this VTuber bothering them, being like, hey, guys, let's take a picture. What are you playing? Oh, you're playing Jenga. And they're like, who is this?
My favorite is a little alligator game where you like touch his teeth and then he eats you.
We did that. We went at one of the tables. I would tell them which one to push down for me. But they would do it. So whoever got bit asked a question to the whole table.
What were the questions?
When was
the last time you cried?
No. We got around asking one, but they only asked me. I don't remember what the question was. My memory.
Yeah, not great. After that, I had a meeting for like 2 hours. You were there partly from my business meeting.
Yeah.
And then you went to eat. And I signed, I'm not kidding, I signed postcards from 5 p.m. to about 1 p.m.
Yeah.
But also, I took a break. We ordered pizza. We hung out a bit, you know, but yeah.
Yeah.
And then I remember I finished and you were still going, this is when you admitted about the plane to me.
It is. Yeah, I was signing them.
She admitted on Sunday.
I started first and then I finished, but I finished last because I went out to eat and stuff. And you were like, girly, you need to finish these posts.
But in my defense, though, I've gotten really good at it. I had a business meeting and I told the person, I'm like, hey, would you mind if we have the meeting while I'm signing postcards?
Yeah.
Because this is something I need to do.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
It was good.
And again, for the postcards, soon. They should be getting mailed out this week for the first month. And then the next one, real soon.
We're on Spotify.
We're on Spotify.
Sorry, looking at your toes.
I do have to say, at one point, you and I both walked into one of our flights. We were sitting next to each other. We were the first two seats. And when we realized the leg room, without noticing, we both went, yippee! At the same exact time.
We were in the very first row.
Because we were the first ones coming on the plane, yeah.
But we were in the first seats and we were like, yippee! Oh no, I'm yawning. I feel a little jet lagged.
Same. I feel though, just to like finish up about the con, mm-hmm. The next day we had a little adventure.
Wait, what next day? Next day of when?
Of the con.
Wait, what day is
that? Monday.
Oh, the day after the
con. We went into San Francisco. We walked around.
Yeah, it was my first time in San Francisco. And your boss took us around.
Yeah, my boss did take us around. It's true.
Yeah,
he's so sweet.
He took us to a park.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we go there?
Because that's like the park in San Francisco that everybody goes to.
It looks nice.
It was really, really nice.
Park.
He also took us to the park because he wanted us to take like the self-driving car, but we were too many people, so we couldn't. We were too many people, so we couldn't. That is the story, and we're sticking to it.
Unfortunately.
And then we had a good time. We went to Pier 39. We saw some. How cute are the seals?
Oh, they're really gross.
They're stinky.
They're so
sorry. The sea lions.
Smelly.
They're not seals.
Yeah, sea lions.
They are stinky.
They're really, I posted a video because it actually smelled like Antarctica. Like it smelled similar to how the penguins smelled in Antarctica. I was like, wow.
Is that just like the sea smell then?
Maybe.
Or like maybe their fur, maybe their diet?
I don't know what it is there unless they're just pooping all over each other because with the penguins, it's definitely poop.
Because they're not in Antarctica.
Sea lion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the sea lions in San Francisco are not in Antarctica.
Right.
So what is like making them smell
like
that way?
Maybe it's like a fishy diet makes their poop smell bad.
That's what I'm thinking. Either that or maybe like the oil in their fur or anything like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, it smelled really bad.
It was really bad.
And they're also really loud. It made me realize they're kind of like big bear dogs. You know?
they're aggressive too. Like they mm-hmm. were like it was so funny watching like one would hop up on the little platform that they were all laying on and just push one over yeah. and like take his spot, and then they were fighting each other.
It's funny because some of them were just like lying down peacefully and others were fighting.
There was one
others
guy,
were yelling and fighting.
Yeah, there was one guy who was like huge. Mm-hmm. He was massive. He was
the sun tanning one.
Yes.
You'll have to post the photos.
He was just so like
he was praising the sun.
He was just so chill, just looking up at the sky. Like he was so cute. I love that guy. But yeah, no, they were really great. I got to see the London Bridge. but actually I didn't at first because it was foggy.
And it's not the London Bridge. She kept showing, you're going to have to post that photo. You kept showing like the bridge that connects Oakland to like San Francisco. She was like, oh my God, what was it? The Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, the Golden Gate Bridge. I almost called it the San Francisco Bridge.
That was one of your best jokes you've done all weekend. Genuinely.
Oh, thank you.
Just showing that bridge.
Like, it's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Also, we didn't know this, but the fog is called Carl.
Oh, yeah, we learned
that. They call him Carl.
Carl.
At one point, we couldn't see anything in the bridge.
No.
And then the fog moved and we could see. It was really beautiful.
It was cool. It was
how gorgeous is San Francisco, though?
Mm-hmm.
Or to annoy all the locals, San Fran.
San Fran.
How gorgeous was San Fran?
San Fran was gorgeous.
San Fran was beautiful.
Oh, and I saw Alcatraz, but I couldn't go.
Because it's closed on Mondays.
Why is a government building closed on Monday and not Sunday, like well, all government buildings?
I don't know.
Stop licking yourself.
It's because I have pen on my... I have pen. Okay, when you say it that way, I put saliva on my claw and then I... It's because I had pen on my leg for some reason.
There was a pen over here.
I was probably sitting on.
It was open. It was like
that's probably why I had pen on my leg.
Yeah, I sat on it too. But luckily, I'm wearing black pants. So
and
black
check
pants
your leg.
In your area.
Black pants in your area.
Check my leg. I think I'm okay.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
I kicked my phone.
No, it was really really awesome. And again, we stayed the extra day. We roamed around. I do have to say.
We did karaoke a little bit.
We did karaoke a little bit.
I was dying.
It was what?
I was dying.
You were so sleepy.
I was so tired.
You were so, so, so sleepy.
I'm still sleepy. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I had a really good time. I'm excited for other conventions. Mm-hmm. And without going into too much detail, the drink tickets gave me a really good idea.
Ooh,
that
oh,
you
yeah.
and I will soon execute on.
Yeah.
So you will get to see the seeds that we sown from the drink tickets idea.
Sounds a little ominous.
It does, doesn't it? But I think it's a good idea and I think it's good stuff. And you'll see a lot of us doing these kind of things together.
I'm looking at my pictures.
Of what?
Of the convention.
Of the convention.
And like, I took sneaky shots of people.
It felt surreal to see people cosplaying me.
I know.
It felt surreal that people would go out of their way. And I do have to say this. I want to have an easier outfit. Because even though I have a cozy outfit, it's still so hot to wear it in the...
Right. It would have been unbearable, I guess, for this kind of convention because it's so hot.
Yeah.
But actually, no, California was so cold.
Well, San Francisco's just windy. It's the bay.
I guess. I only packed for summer, like Japan.
Also, unrelated, your hair looks really good right now.
Thanks.
Your hair actually looks really, really nice right now.
Why? In what way?
It's just really pretty.
Oh, thanks.
It's like, it's perfect. The way it like loops to this, it's perfect.
Oh my God. It's thanks.
Sorry, everyone. in-person podcast. How do people do in-person podcasts?
I don't know. I think of it. I don't.
Sorry.
I don't listen to many. Actually, I don't think I listen to any in-person podcasts. So
I think maybe because I listen to a lot is that they see each other every week. So the nerves kind of come out. But for us, it's like, hey, I'm in front of you and we're talking and it's so exciting. But if I'm in front of you talking every day, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Already just the fact that we've been together for a few days now, like in the morning, we just hang. We don't, you know,
we woke up.
We're walking and we're quiet. But once you just see a friend for the first time, you just don't stop talking.
Yeah, that's true.
But now
we're a little more mellowed, I think. I remember I had, this was one of my breakfasts.
Goldfish and Oreos.
My breakfast for one day at Off Guide. I have a lot of pictures.
And Cheez-Its. She loves Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its.
You love Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its and Goldfish.
You love Cheez-Its. And how do you like the ketchup chips?
I love ketchup chips.
I'm sorry, you said it all. I love Cheez-Its and Goldfish. I love ketchup chips.
I'm very Same passionate. Tone.
You are.
But no, I have a lot of pictures of KFP. That I would send to Kiara. I would just be like...
The amount of KFP cosplayers was insane. It made me so happy to see.
Someone gifted me her meet and greet thing. Her postcard. Kiwawa. Which I was just like, why'd you gift me that? That's yours.
Kiwawa.
I know.
I love her. It was worth, you know, staying up to see our friend perform. She's so good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was yawning.
It's okay. I get it.
She knocked it out of the park. She was so awesome.
She's a born entertainer.
She is. I know. Kiara, I love you. I love you so much.
Any last final thoughts and prayers about Offhand?
Can't wait for next year.
I agree.
I hope we go back next year.
I definitely have some ideas of like how I would do cons next year and things like that. But
I kind of overloaded myself for July.
Sam, you and I, July. Yeah.
Gosh.
But at the same time, this is kind of our first time tasting this amount of freedom.
Yeah.
Being able, like, this is kind of the, it's, you know, when you let kids dress themselves, yeah. That's us.
I can't say no.
We're allowed to do whatever we want. So we're going to so many cons. We're doing so much stuff. And I think next year, by the time we're a little bit more kind of smart about it, we will be like, okay, wait, I cannot book 5 cons in a month.
Yeah.
I have to stream. Yeah. I want to stream.
Yeah.
Ooh, one thing though. I guess we can start the Metal Gear updates. Once we are back from Japan, it's Metal Gear for both of us.
I know.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I was literally just looking at the pictures I have of him.
I'm looking at your body pillow of him.
I know. The poor cleaning person had to see the body pillow. Also, right before we started recording, remember the cleaning person came into the room? And I said later, come back later. It's been like a couple hours and they still haven't come back.
I don't think they're cleaning the room. Well, they already cleaned our garbages and stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused what they wanted to do with that.
Anything we got to tell the fans before we go? It's a quick episode this week. Nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy.
But we have some crazy ones coming up. Now that we're kind of in the second part, well, we're about to enter the second part of the podcast. All the crazy episodes are coming.
I know. Can I explain the hotel thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, if you saw me ranting and raving, upset on Twitter.com, essentially just a TLDR, I booked Matara and I's hotel room. And I had, Doki had shown me before a hotel that she stayed in that was like an apartment style hotel. It wasn't Airbnb. I don't like using Airbnb, especially in Japan, because it's not as common. And also, I have only had bad experiences with Airbnb. So, I was like, an apartment-style hotel sounds perfect. They are usually better about soundproofing, this and that.
We
were like, boom, 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 this hits everything.
Yep.
The pictures I saw of it had a washer and dryer. They had...
Huge.
Yeah. My watch just said, you're active again. And I think it's because my heart rate is going up.
Your watch is like, wow, great exercise. And it's you being mad. It's being like, you screw the hotel.
I know. But it had a washer and dryer. It had like a little kitchen area with like a dining room, like a small dining room table. But it had a small stove, like a sink. Like it was
An apartment.
Yeah, it was truly like a studio apartment with 2 beds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, awesome, great, perfect. This is the best. And we get to the hotel yesterday, last night, and not at all what the pictures showed.
Nope.
Not the room. The room is bigger than like most business size hotels. So it's not a business hotel, but we have no desk.
Nope.
Nothing to like the laptop right now is on a
like a bedside table.
It's like, it's on a bedside table. And there's not even an Ethernet port, which most business hotels do have.
And the only reason we have room for the table is because we moved our beds together Minecraft style.
Yes, we pushed the beds closer.
By the way, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting your story to say this. Last night, we pushed our beds together.
I told you the reason why.
Let me say, ow.
You interrupted me. Yeah, you deserve that.
No, I'm interrupting you to say this. we push our beds together last night and I went to bed before you. Uh-huh. And then I wake up and our beds are not together anymore.
Yeah,
you push them back.
Just a little tiny bit.
It was a lot. It felt like the darkness. No. Like there was just so wide the distance between us.
No.
It was
because I was afraid you would wake up and not know where you are and trample me. Trying to get out.
Oops, accidentally rolled on top of you. I was a little heartbroken.
Well, I'm sorry. We're closer again.
It's okay. Please continue your story.
But yeah.
Before your heart rate dissipates again.
No, but yeah. So I'm just like, what happened? Did I get scammed? Did I get bamboozled? Like, did I misremember the pictures? But no, you saw the pictures,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to make sure, I sent you pictures. I sent you the page from the hotel.com booking or whatever the hell I booked it from. And so, yeah. Do you think it's okay to say this next part from what happened earlier?
Say it and then we'll see.
Okay. So
if we cut it or not.
Yeah. Come to find out, we are walking down the street earlier today and I see a sign of the same hotel name. And I was like, wait a second.
Same hotel chain, yeah.
Yeah, same hotel chain. And I was like, wait a second. Ours isn't for another couple of blocks. What is up with this? This is not our hotel. But it's not like there's an APA hotel. Like, it's not like that common of a hotel. So I look at the sign a little bit closer and it says, hotel name, apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the listing that I saw online showed pictures from the apartment version of the hotel, but was for the regular hotel version of the chain.
Listen, it is a little, this is not a criticism. You booked it. You did amazing. You found it. But we have to kind of finesse around the other, right? Like we have to finesse around one. Oh, you look so upset. You should have said the story. Now you look so upset. we have to kind of finesse around each other. Our luggages, half our stuff is in our luggage.
Bad. It's really bad.
It's not great.
It's really bad. And I feel really guilty because
I saw the pictures too and they looked fine.
And what's crazier about it is like in my email, I can't find a confirmation email. Like, to click back to the listing. So I'm just kind of like, I feel like I'm like, remember when we got off the plane?
Yeah, in the Twilight Zone.
I'm in the Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone right now, for real. Like, it's just so, man.
An Ethernet cable, because this is the reason we have PNGs now, is that we don't have an Ethernet cable.
Yes.
To connect us, to get us the good everything. But again, not your fault. It happens. It could happen to me. It could happen to anybody. Screw you.
Yeah, screw you, hotel chain.
Let's end on a positive note.
Okay.
Amazing week ahead.
Yes.
Amazing week just passed.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody who's been listening.
Yes.
We love you very, very much.
We love you guys.
And what else? What should be the keyword for this week?
Oh,
Last week it was lobster.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was lobster.
Last week?
Yeah.
Why was it lobster? Was it lobster?
I think it was lobster, yeah, because I was looking at the comments of our last video.
Oh my God, I just opened my YouTube.
Should it be mint jelly? Because you love jelly?
Yeah.
All right, try to include jelly in a word, in a comment. To show us that you've listened all the way through. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. The amount of people who told me how much they enjoy the podcast at the convention was insane. And it means so much to me. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for saying hi to us.
And thank you to the patrons.
Thank you to our patrons. Peanut butter jelly.
And yeah, big shout out to Jun having to set up this. Okay, I do have to say this very quickly. I know we're at the end of the video.
Yeah.
We were like trying to get the mics working and everything. I didn't know I had to calibrate the microphones. I know I had to calibrate the microphones and stuff. Gosh. Come on.
It was so funny. We were trying to get this to work and I was
I need a husband. Not because I want to be in love and married, but because he needs to do my tech. Or she.
You need a tech or person. Why do you have to be a husband?
Because how am I going to justify like traveling with a tech person?
I think
if they're
you need
also
it.
Like my maid and my partner.
I think you need it. I think
I'm
you need
lonely.
It.
I'm just lonely.
Lonely.
I am so lonely. All right, we're getting out of here.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. We
bye,
love
everyone.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.